BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Israeli forces have continued to strike Gaza at regular intervals during a second night without power in the Palestinian territory. Health officials say at least 45 people were killed when an airstrike brought down a block of flats in the district of Jabalia. Mohammed Matar is a doctor in the Al-Shifa hospital.
Most of the casualties and the injuries that we receive are due to explosive injury, multi-systemic injuries, including the head, chest, abdomen and pelvis and limbs. I have been working in Gaza for the last 9 years, but the cases that we are receiving now, this is the first time I am facing such a. With this condition, I don't think that the medical supply that we have will be enough for just a few days. If the severely injured cases continue to flow in such a manner, I don't think that we can deal with them.
More than 1,500 Palestinians have been killed in Israeli airstrikes since Saturday. Israel says it won't lift its blockade even for humanitarian deliveries unless Hamas fighters release all their hostages. The World Food Programme has warned that food and water are fast running out in Gaza. US media is reporting that a $6 billion deal between the United States and Iran has been frozen amid scrutiny over Iran's support for Hamas. Barbara Platasher reports.
The news comes from a closed-door briefing held by a senior Treasury official. Lawmakers who attended said he'd told them the U.S. had reached a quiet understanding with Qatar that the money would not be going anywhere anytime soon. Administration officials have not confirmed or denied that the fund has been frozen. Some have indicated this is about politics, not facts. They emphasize that the account is strictly for things like food and medicine, and that the U.S. has strict oversight over how it's spent. Freezing the money would be a provocative move, especially as the administration is trying to prevent Iran and the militant groups that it backs from joining the Israel-Hamas conflict.
The U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is embarking on the next stage of his most extensive Middle East tour since taking office. Here's Mike Thompson.
Having told Israel that Washington would never abandon the country in its hour of need, Secretary of State Blinken now wants to convince regional Arab leaders to be supportive too. Some have been highly critical of Israel's total blockade and bombardment of Gaza. On Friday, he'll head to Jordan for talks with King Abdullah and the Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas, then on to Qatar, Saudi Arabia, the UAE and Egypt. Mr. Blinken says the region can either go forward in unity and resolve or risk following Hamas down a path of terror and destruction.
The President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, and the Speaker of the European Parliament, Roberta Metsola, are due to visit Israel on Friday. World News from the BBC. A prominent Italian journalist has been found guilty of insulting the Prime Minister, Giorgia Meloni, and handed a symbolic fine. Roberta Saviano had called her a bastard because of her hardline views on immigration. He'll only have to pay the €1,000 fine if he repeats the offence. He's best known for his book about the mafia, Gomorra. India has rejected the latest Global Hunger Index, ranking the country 111 out of 125 surveyed nations. Here's Ambarasa Natarajan.
India's ranking has dropped by 4 places in this year's report, falling behind most South Asian countries, except Afghanistan. The report is compiled by the Irish aid agency Concern Worldwide and German organization Welthungerhilfe. The index looks at undernourishment, the number of children under the age of 5 with low height and weight, and child mortality. India, the world's 5th biggest economy, has fallen into the serious category. But the Indian government says the sample size for the report was too small. The level of hunger in Nepal and Bangladesh has been placed in the moderate category.
A white police officer in the US state of Colorado, Randy Rudima, has been convicted of criminally negligent homicide over the death of a 23-year-old black man, Elijah McClain, in 2019. Police stopped him as he was walking home. They put him in a chokehold before paramedics then injected him with a sedative. A second police officer, Jason Rosenblatt, was cleared of manslaughter and assault. New research indicates that about 40% of Antarctica's ice shelves have shrunk over the past quarter of a century. The risk of rising sea levels is increased as these floating platforms of ice around Antarctica are reduced. BBC News.